Welcome to the UK's only radio show about HIV and living a healthy life. It's the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. If you want to contact us, please do, at the usual way, hivhour@gmail.com and Twitter and Instagram at @HIV_hour.
Radio Reverb.
I probed into its mysteries. Every clue told me a different story.
Radio Reverb.
Welcome back to, or welcome to, the HIV Hour, another show. We've got Tony, we've got Josh, and we've got Stuart in the studio. Virtually, hi, may guys. I say, at the moment. Hi, Stuart. Hi, Tony.
Hi,
hi, babe. How you doing?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Stuart.
So, how are you, first of all, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm actually quite good, actually. It's been a productive week. I've just been looking into the thing, a lot of sleep disturbance stuff and good sleep hygiene, bad sleep hygiene, finding out what that's about. And just a quiet week, really, just doing a bit of research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about you, young man, Tony?
Just re-engaging. Well, I know we're going to talk about it a bit later on, about the new lockdown situation. So I've just been re-engaging and doing some welfare calls this week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I did my push last week, so yes. I was a bit knackered last week.
Yeah. How did you get on with that, Tony? Yeah. How did you get on with your...
We raised nearly 700 quid, I think.
Wow.
And between me and Dee. We raised nearly 700 quid and we did it in 2 hours and 55 minutes, but they give you an app to work out how long it took you, and to do 10.1 kilometers it took us just an hour and 39 minutes. So we hustled, we were like hustling along that seafront, but it was raining, gales, and sleet. We had everything thrown at us, so yeah, it was good. But yeah, so this week I've just been trying to re-engage people, especially with the lunch positive thing. But yeah,
of course. Was there many people that took part, Tony?
I think there was I was number 6,920 something.
Wow.
Yeah. But obviously Dee didn't register, although she's got a Just Giving page. So that was only the people that are registered paid the 15 quid. So there was that was that. And there were still people registering up to the day before, I think. So there are 700 people I think that did it for backup trust.
Oh, wonderful, that's great news, and for a great cause as well. Brilliant, well done. Well, I've been quite busy. I know we're going to touch on obviously how we're all feeling with the new lockdown measures and rules coming in. I was obviously, because a lot of my work is in education, so I was quite happy that we weren't closing our education down. So that means we're still able to deliver. And I've just been doing that just before I came on this call today. We're still delivering to our local Brighton schools HIV awareness, which I think, especially within this situation, is absolutely crucial. So very pleased for that. But it's getting very busy. And obviously we've got a different type of World AIDS Day coming up this year.
All right.
Everything is going to be virtual. I know we're going to be doing the reading of the names, not in person, but that's going to be online. So there's going to be different things people can still get involved with, but in a very, very different way. So,
it's new world, isn't it? We're just a new normal, isn't it, now?
It is. So, well, we know what's happening from Thursday, guys. And just be interested to how you are all individually feeling about that. The new another lockdown.
Yeah,
how are you feeling?
Just a bit sort of nervy, really, because I'm sort of like quite, I'm totally on my own, really, with two dogs. I don't have anybody that I can call upon if there's an emergency or anything like that. I'm quite isolated these days. And I'm just worried that I'm going to be able to get some sort of a shop in tomorrow so I don't have to panic on Thursday when we're all queued around the corner to get into the supermarket again.
Sure.
You can register for Morrison's, and if you are classed as vulnerable, which if you're isolated and very self, speak to If you go on the Hubs, I'll add you to the Hubs WhatsApp group. And then there's someone on that's given all the links down. I don't know what they are, but I haven't got them in front of me. But there's loads of links on there. And you can just register.
Yeah, what happens? What do they do?
Basically, Morrison's are giving you, I think it's three items, which it might be tea, milk and sugar or whatever, but they'll actually get it out to you on the same day. But you need to register on a certain number. So maybe we can add that to our social media or something. So,
Definitely. And that's interesting for obviously the listeners. Perhaps in a very similar situation to you, Stuart, that might be interesting obviously for our listeners to know about as well.
Well, I can let you know how it goes when I register and things next week. And
Definitely.
I think it's a really brilliant idea how our supermarkets are kind of pulling together to help people out during this time. It's been amazing, actually, the difference that I've seen in people. I mean, I've seen some people become really humble and really helpful. Yes. And I've, on the other side of the spectrum, some real monsters being created. And I feel like I'm in the way. Whenever I go to the supermarket, I feel like I'm constantly in people's way. And, it's not a nice thing, is it, really?
No. So, but Tony, how are you feeling, Tony, about the new lockdown?
I mean, I feel okay. Like, I've got, I haven't got any family, but it's, I just kind of make sure I go out every day. I make sure I get along the seafront, get some exercise in, because obviously I'm in a wheelchair, so that's important. And I think it's good for your mental health also, just to get out and get out your four walls. It's just, you've got to do it. I mean, we're allowed to go out exercising. Or see one person out of our bubble. Is it every day? I'm not sure, but
I don't know.
But yeah, so no, it's worrying because like we all are, we're all, you know, positive, and we've got, you know, we've got our other bits and pieces that go wrong as well. So it's awkward, isn't it? You know, it for me to do my shopping takes two goes to the shops. I don't need that much. No. I can only put so much on the back of my wheelchair. Do you know what I mean?
And then, of course,
it's awkward.
Yeah.
So yeah. So no, it's worrying, but we're all there with each other. We're all here to support each other, aren't we? So
of course we are. Yeah. Of course we are. Yeah. I mean,
and
even
we've got
you finish. You carry on, Tony.
I said we've also got the ask us slot, haven't we, as well? So if anyone's got any questions or whatever, they can always write into us at hovhour@gmail.com.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking, obviously, we've been quite recently talking about the relaunch of Lunch Positive. Obviously, there's going to be changes in that. So, guys, you've got a bit more information, haven't you, Stuart and Tony? What's now going to be happening with Lunch Positive?
Tony knows more than I do,
Okay. Gary's doing, takeaway boxes, but they're filled with, frozen... I call them hot bits because I used to fly as crew. So we used to call little main bits. I call them hot bits. But they're basically takeaway boxes full of frozen pasta salads, or it could be bolognese, or it could be a lasagna, or it could be salmon one day, or meatballs with pasta. They're really good, nutritious meals, and they're frozen and chilled. And basically, you can actually pick them up, I think, from Lunch Positive. Or if you're in West Sussex or in East Sussex on the way, I'm delivering to West Sussex, so I'm happy to... Obviously, I'm not going to get hundreds, but so we're just basically delivering them to our local people at the Hub. So, yeah. But, yeah, also, if you want a hot meal on that day, if you let Gary know through the social media and his links... let him know, and you can actually pick up a hot meal, which is actually in a foil tray from that day. So they'll provide you with a hot meal for that day, plus all the other bits, and you'll get a bag of groceries. So honestly, Gary and his team are amazing.
They really are. Gary's an amazing person. Yeah,
absolute legends. They really are.
Great. Yeah. Good. And the fact that even with these forever changes that are happening, they're still managing to think of others.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
So many hours into it. I walk past Dorset Gardens with my dogs every morning. I see Gary there at the crack of dawn getting everything ready for the day, He really does put a lot into it.
He's a machine, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like that. He's really, really focused. Yeah. Try and talk to him on Lunch Positive, and he's like, oh, I've got about 10 people to talk to. And we're like, oh, no, it's all right. We'll just have a lunch and go. But
yeah.
he's like a machine. He really is.
But, guys, we have a brilliant show. I know we've had quite a bit of chat, and I think that was quite important because of what's been going on just very recently. Yeah. But we've got a fantastic show. I've done an interview with Paul from the Terence Higgins Trust. He's going to be talking about the new forum. It used to be called the My HIV Forum, and it's been completely redeveloped. And it's a really interesting interview. And again, especially in these times, for people to connect and have that's a really great interview. And we've got some other bits and pieces going on. So,
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
So I'm very excited to introduce to you Paul, who works for the Terence Higgins Trust in London. He's going to be talking about an exciting new project, and the new community forum. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to let Paul introduce himself properly, and I'm going to get him to talk about the new community forum. Welcome, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well, very well, in these very sort of challenging, changing times. I know we're probably fed up to keep saying that in all these changing times, but it is, though, it is. We're doing this via Zoom, so it is changing, and it's different.
It's changing and it's raining right now in London, so yeah, it's great. But yes, good afternoon, everyone. My name's Paul Boachi. I'm the online forum coordinator at THT. I took my job in 2 weeks before lockdown. So I was actually in the office for, I think, all of 6 days, because I work 3 days a week, currently Tuesday to Thursday. And I basically was tasked with creating a new forum. You know, I think some people may be familiar with the old My HIV Forum. I may have actually used the old My HIV Forum, and I was brought in to work on creating a new forum that could be exciting, that could, you know, generate new life for people living with HIV who wanted to use the forum. So that was my role. We recently, I think 2 weeks ago, we launched the forum finally. It's, you know, with all the challenges of COVID and lockdown, it took a little longer than we expected. But also we wanted to allow the members of the forum to have their say in various things. You know, the new name for the forum, the logo for the forum. We've had a steering group made up of volunteers and members of the forum all along the way. So things like the fact that we were not going to be able to transfer the old content from the old forum over to the new forum was something that, well, certainly I was aware of when I took the job, when I went for the interview, that that wasn't going to be possible. So, you know, all of these things we wanted to put out to the members of the forum so that they were as involved in many of the decisions that were being made as possible.
So, I mean, you said yourself, you've been on the old forum as it was, My HIV Forum. From your experience, I mean, I've been on the new forum. I think it's amazing. I think it's so different and a lot easier to get onto to what the other one was, you know, that My HIV Forum. But from your perspective, because you've been working on it, so what would you say is the massive change, or what is so different to My HIV Forum?
Well, you know, my first experience of the old My HIV Forum was about 4 years ago, around 2016, 2017, when I was volunteering at THT, and I was looking for a project to volunteer with. And I, you know, I'm quite competent at online stuff and tech. So I thought, oh, my HIV. So I logged in and I looked around and it kind of scared me. I was like, oh no, I don't like this. So early in the year, when I saw that the opportunity had arisen for someone to help develop a new forum for the same catchment group, you know, I was excited. I was like, oh, okay, I remember that when I logged in, I didn't really like it. So maybe I could bring something fresh to, a reinvigorated forum. And so I think the main differences that I certainly wanted to create was something that was much easier to navigate. I thought that if I were using a forum, that I would like a forum that was much more lifestyle oriented. So it wasn't an unmitigated diet of, you know, HIV and medication, but it was a range of things from, you know, people who might be going on holiday, giving information about, you know, whether if you're going to one particular country, if you need to take your meds, or if you might be stopped at the airport if you have your meds, you know. So it was a range of kind of lifestyle things. I wanted it to be much more like a online magazine for people with HIV. And part of that really was because we are living much longer with HIV, and the whole medication stuff, you know, most people are fairly comfortable with the medication that they're taking and are on it long term. And since people are living healthy lives long term with HIV, it was much more important, certainly from my point of view, that people had a more holistic kind of forum that, you know, handled anything from housing, the housing issues, to, you know, of course, all the usual stuff with your health professionals. But it was going to be a good idea if we could integrate more THT services into a new reinvigorated forum. In the past, the old forum had existed almost by itself, like an offshoot that, you know, existed alone. And in order to benefit people living with HIV, it would be better if we had something that could, you know, was more connected to other THT services. Yeah. So it was important that we created something that allowed people to connect with other things that were going on in THT. The old forum, I think, revolves around a kind of live chat facility that was still stuck in, you know, kind of 10 years ago. Sure. So it was important that we should try and create something that was much more, was not just a public chat, that you could privately chat with people as well as publicly chat. Mm-hmm. That was much more user-friendly. We actually have the facility to chat via video. Wow. And so it means that, you know, we could give live talks in the forum to groups of people rather than having to log into a Zoom kind of scenario to do that. And then maybe taking that Zoom recording back to the forum, we could actually do a live session within the forum. So, I mean, these were and are the kind of important changes to the new forum. It's much cleaner. It looks much more, lean.
But yeah, that's what I found, Paul. When I went on, I thought, it looked, my immediate thought when I went on it, it looks cleaner, clearer, more transparent. I mean, and I'm probably not the only one saying that, you know, perhaps some of our listeners are perhaps not too digitally minded and perhaps find some, you know, getting onto line and platforms quite challenging. And I'm one of those person. But for me, when I went onto the new forum, I found it so much easier to, first of all, log on with all my details and to actually sort of map around it, you know. So that's coming from someone that finds things like that challenging myself.
I mean, that was the idea, Sue. I mean, we wanted to make it as easy as possible for people who, you know, weren't technically savvy. So it was easy for them to find where they were, things that they were looking for. So sections are clearly laid out. It's not as in the old forum, even now, because it's still accessible, the old forum.
Sure.
And it will be accessible until, I think, the beginning of November, because we're giving people that kind of gentle kind of move.
Transition and over to the new.
Yeah, that transition to the new, you know, because, I mean, many people don't like change.
No, that's right.
I welcome change. I live for change, because life is change, you know.
Of course.
If not changing around me, I kind of get a bit bored easily. So I welcome change. But it was important for us that people could easily navigate the site, that people could easily see where they wanted to be, and that things were clearly laid out. It was also important that THT staff, relevant THT staff, who are working with people living with HIV, were able to log in and to provide services like counselling, like, you know, what we used to call work positive, you know, a few years ago, which is, I think, a slightly different service now, especially now that we're online.
Of course.
A much broader service. So the team who provide that service are looking at, you know, some of the things that we're dealing with as we are in lockdown. You know, people may be losing their jobs. So it's helping people to, you know, perhaps reskill, to think about where they might like to move to and to help them through that transition. So, I mean, these are the things that we're doing online to a broad cross-section of people, because now we're not limited by our physicality, by a physical place.
Exactly, yes.
You could be anywhere. You could be in Scotland and still be logging on, talking to Ruth or anyone of her team who are providing these kinds of services. So,
yeah. And, and I'm just thinking also, I mean, you could probably say yourself, HIV has evolved in the last few years. So many fantastic things have happened with, you know, HIV medication. You said just earlier, people are living longer and healthier. So things are evolving. People are getting back into work and things are, which is fantastic for some people that want to do that. So the whole aspect, I believe, of HIV, and I really understand why the forum had to evolve to, you know, because the HIV itself has evolved, you know.
Absolutely. But you know, that can still be a difficult and challenging thing for for people who are used to the old forum. You know, the old forum has a long history, has, you know, tons of information about how people used to live life. So people are in some ways quite wedded to that. And, you know, that's understandable. But we are also looking at, as you say, you know, scenarios where people are living much longer with HIV. So there are people who now have to be considering retiring as someone living with HIV. So we want to be able to signpost people to those kinds of, you know, information. How do you deal with that? How do I prepare to live for the next 20, 30 years into my retirement? What should I do? And we want to be having those kinds of conversations. And so we have to make room for that, because, like you say, the landscape has changed vastly from when, for example, I was diagnosed 34 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's a completely different place. You know, I was waiting to die for years and years and years.
Gosh.
Now it doesn't even cross my mind.
Never crosses my mind.
I'm all about living. I'm all about helping other people to live their lives. And I think that's what this new forum is trying to do.
It sounds amazing. So, Paul, what would you say to some of our listeners? Here's a question. What would you say to someone that's thinking, wow, that sounds really interesting, I never, ever went onto my HIV forum, so that they haven't got any experience? What would you advise? What would you, if you were trying to sell something, what would you say to those perhaps positive people that seem quite interested and never been on a forum before?
I would say, you know, log into the new My Community forum. It will live very, very shortly, in a week or so, at the same forum.tht.org.uk address that the old forum lives at. Log into it, have a look around, and help create the environment that you want to see. You know, help to be the change that you want. We want the new forum to be a friendly, inviting place where people feel comfortable, where all kinds of people feel comfortable to be. So, you know, we welcome people from whatever ethnicity, whatever sexuality. Sure. This should be a place where we can exist and we can help each other to live, you know, more fruitful lives. Mm-hmm. If I can remember our slogan, it's share, learn, grow.
Yes.
You can find the My Community Forum on Twitter, My Community altogether, _THT. You can find it there. And just come and have a look around, you know. I'm there and I will always be welcoming you. Always send me a message, you know, if you have any questions, if you can't find your way around, then mm-hmm. I'm always there to help and support, as well as our other volunteers. And one of the other important things that I want to say is we're always looking for new volunteers.
Wow.
You know, the forum can only be as useful as the volunteers that we have to help people, to not just to moderate, you know, what's going on in the forum, mm-hmm. but actually, you know, to start the conversations, to signpost people when they have questions about whatever it might be. Because many of those volunteers will have been living with HIV for some time themselves.
Sure.
And they know, you know, where things are, where you can find things outside of the forum better than some new people who sign up to be members of the forum. So we are always looking for new volunteers at THT. And I urge people to come and sign up and join us.
And just something else, which you've just said to the listeners, you yourself are living with HIV. So I'm getting the feeling that you've done this work with absolute passion, being a positive person yourself. So you've seen the change, you've seen what other positive people could possibly get from the new forum.
Absolutely. You know, I took the job It doesn't, you know, it wasn't offering a great deal. And that wasn't the reason I didn't take the job because of the pay. I took the job because, you know, I saw an opportunity to provide something that I thought could help other people living with HIV. And that could benefit the charity. Because I think it's important that we have the kind of sexual health promotion aspect that goes on above, if you like, and then the forum for people living with HIV is kind of going on, you know, in tandem to that, but is only accessible to people living with HIV and, you know, selected staff who provide services to those people. So I wanted to create this thing that would make people happy and that would make them, you know, feel at home and comfortable to talk about, you know, whatever concerns that they have. And I think we've done a good job. I really do.
I'm just thinking about something else, Paul. And if we look at the current climate of what's happened in the last 6 months of COVID, we're going to, you know, mental health has always been a big problem. You know, the emphasis on good mental health, you know, for people in isolation, people that are having to self-isolate again, we don't know what's really going to happen. Part of the country is in lockdown again. I mean, and living with HIV, you know, that could be a pathway. You know, you've just been talking about the forum. That could be a pathway, you know, that could help and support because of the current situation.
Absolutely, Sue. I mean, you know, in a sense, we couldn't have chosen a better time to kind of relaunch the forum, because we want to create this hub of activity for people, not only people affected by COVID, but, you know, the many other things that can be triggered through this whole COVID experience.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're feeling a bit under the weather, sign up and log into the forum. There'll be lots of other people there who you can talk with about your situation. It doesn't matter where in the country you might be. In fact, you might not even be in this country. You might not even be in, but you are welcome to join the forum and to talk and experience and to change, you know, exchange, you know, views with people in the forum. We want people to kind of learn from each other and to find a kind of place of solace where they can, you know, share whatever might be affecting them, whether it's, you know, mental health because of, you know, isolation. And we know that a lot of people, when you're living longer with HIV, there is a lot more isolation. Sometimes we isolate ourselves because we're afraid to reveal to the world that we are living with this virus, mm-hmm. which, you know, is, I kind of look at now, you know, 34 years ago, it wasn't a simple virus to me. But as I said that, I was thinking this simple virus, because things have changed so vastly mm-hmm. in the last, you know, 3 decades to where it was when I was first diagnosed. That it is just like any other, you know, mm-hmm. long-term, like diabetes or any other manageable condition.
Yeah.
We know that there is still stigma in society, and we wanted to create an environment where people could come and discuss that with other people who understand what they're mm-hmm. going through, and they could find the supportive voices from a community of people, but also that there are, you know, trained staff who can provide additional services, whether it be counseling, whether it be helping you to find your purpose in life, whether it's, you know, finding, you know, helping to help the charity through volunteering in some way, fundraising in some way, whatever mm-hmm. it might take to keep you occupied during this, you know, difficult mm-hmm. time.
Exactly.
You can find within the forum among a like-minded group of people. So yeah, join, come and have a look.
Yeah, no, what, you know, I think you've done an amazing job, and you know, I personally want to thank you for the work that you've done, and I'm more than sure that many positive people are going to benefit from, and I urge our listeners, I've got this saying, Paul, don't knock it until you tried it.
Absolutely agree with that.
You know, if you go on it, la la la, you have a look around, it's not for me. At least you've tried it, but you know, try it. Try it.
And then, you know, see, you have a, you know, informed opinion.
Exactly.
Don't listen to other people. Come and check it out for yourself.
Exactly. Paul, I want to thank you so much for giving us some of your time to come and talk to us about the new community forum. And I really wish you luck.
Thank you, Sue.
I hope everything goes well with, I know you've had the launch, but there's a few things still left you're doing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. I want to say before I go that, you know, if you are, because the new forum still is living at the test site, if you're having problems finding us, please send an email to forum@tht.org.uk. And that will bring its way to me eventually. forum@tht.org.uk. And, you know, I can send you a link to say this is where it is. But, please come and have a look.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Paul. Thank you so much for coming on the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb. Thank you so much. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about a thrill.
Radio Reverb. Hiya, Josh here. Just a bit of community news. So we've got some important information from local organisation, HIV organisations around the Brighton area. This is from the Lawson unit. They're currently conducting all appointments by telephone. Please ensure that you have at least 1 month's supply of medications and call 01273 664722 if not. unless you have a doctor's appointment booked already in the next 3 weeks. There's some shielding advice for people living with HIV. This is from the British HIV Association, BIVA. They understand that people living with HIV may have received a text message from the government advising them to shield. Please note that the British HIV Association only advises people living with HIV who have a CD4 count of less than 50 to shield, and this is a very small number of people. Some people living with HIV may have other health conditions that mean they need to shield, and they can be found on, if you go to the Lawson Unit website, brightonsexualhealth.com, there is a link, and it's quite a large link, so to read it out would be confusing. So there's a link, and that will give you the other conditions. So have a look at that. Important information from the Sussex Beacon. Their update for the next month. The Sussex Beacon are available to all their service users during the month of November. The building is COVID secure according to current HSE guidelines, and have put measures in place to keep everyone safe while they are. The hospital will remain open and will continue to take admissions as usual. Their health management services will also be operating. They have found that they work far more effectively when they actually meet their service users, and they will continue to provide most of their usual services at the Beacon. This will include the usual groups on Tuesday and Wednesday. So go to their website, which is sussexbeacon.org.uk. There's also, if you're worried about HIV and COVID, there's an out-of-hours nurse line, which is 077 1998 7049. So that's the Sussex Beacon update. So this is from Lunch Positive, their update. So during November, they will be pausing the Friday lunch and supper club, but will be providing other support. Now this includes deliveries of cooked food and groceries, telephone befriending, and a new Friday drop-in takeaway of a hot meal and a grocery goodie bag, which sounds great. Any of their members are welcome to just drop in on a Friday between 1 and 2 p.m. to collect the freshly cooked takeaway meals and groceries. There's no need to book or arrange in advance. They plan to reopen the Friday lunch and other social gatherings in early December and as soon as the current lockdown ends. So to link in with the deliveries or the telephone befriending and any other support or questions, please use the online form at their website, lunchpositive.org, or you can call on 07846 464385. So if you live around the Worthing area, the Worthing Hub are supporting with calls, video, virtual hubs, quiz nights, meal delivery every Friday afternoon, and one-to-ones. You can contact them on the Worthing on Instagram and Twitter at the Worthing Hub. Or you can call 07376 785 587. They do have a WhatsApp group as well, so and that supports the virtual hubs and quizzes. So check them out if you're in that area. So finally, this is from Terence Higgins Trust in Brighton. Their clinic on Ship Street will be open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday between 10 and 4:30, and that's by appointment only. You can make an appointment by calling 01273-764-200. Their welfare rights advice line is open Monday to Thursday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you want to talk to Michael Brimicum, who's the welfare rights officer, call him on 07380-651-386. There to help you with all benefit queries and helping you with form completion too. You can also go to the website, tht.org.uk, check all the information out on there, what's happening in the lockdown and any support you can get. There's THT Direct on 0808 802 1221. So thank you for tuning in to the HIV Hour. Take care. We will be with you next week. Good night.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.